I would like to introduce the second speaker, Bill, from the Brookline Men's Literature Group of NA in the Shasna area of NA.
Hey, Bill.
Morning, family. I'm an addict named Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Small crowd. Awesome.
Yeah.
Relationships and recovery. I'm over there contemplating because I'm up here with 20 of my we and two of them are sitting here. So my disease says all kinds of things to me. It's crazy how our minds work, man. We can manifest. They're all down there eating breakfast. It's not a big deal, but my mind is racing and manifesting things that are just unreal, man. This disease is powerful. I am a product of a marriage in the recovery. My wife and I both got clean around the same time. We separated by suggestion for the first year and went our own ways in recovery, and it brought us back together. We're still currently married and living together. It's been 3 years, but we're at a crossroads right now because recovery to me is my life now, and I really take it seriously. And it was explained to me like this. My wife's kind of in the stagnant part of her recovery. She's not really doing much. She's just staying clean. Well, that for me, it's not working because I'm moving on. We were both in cocoons. I've become a butterfly. She's still in the cocoon, and we're struggling right now. So at 3 years clean, I'm contemplating a divorce. And I say that because the relationships I've built in these rooms have shown me that I have to keep my life and my square straight. If I'm feeling a certain kind of way, I got to work that out and get back to where I'm up here. Because when I'm starting to get miserable and starting to act out on character defects, I got to fix the problem. And I'm in the process of doing that now. And I'm not saying I'm getting divorced, but I've been open about it. I've been talking in meetings about it. And I've been getting a lot of feedback about it. And it's helping my recovery. And that's only through the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. Can I even do that? Because I couldn't bounce this stuff off of anyone else. It just doesn't work that way. My most important relationship is mine with my higher power. I work on that every day. I've been on my knees since the minute I got here. And I get on them every morning. I ask them to guide me. And I get on them every night and thank them for another day on this planet, man. Without that, I don't know where I'd be today. I really wouldn't. When I first came around here, I have a three thing rule for everything. So I get out of rehab and say, all right, I'm going to try this Narcotics Anonymous out. Well, the first two meetings I went to were real, I live from Pittsburgh, South Hills of Pittsburgh. Meetings were real chaotic. There wasn't much, real groupy. And I wasn't feeling it, man. The third meeting I went to, there was huggers at the door. There were people in there who actually came up to me, gave me a hug, and asked me what my story was and didn't care a thing about or want anything from me. Well, that's the first relationship in my life that I ever had that. My whole life, relationships were built on what do you got for me and what do I got for you. And that's the only way I knew. And that's 48 years of my life. That's what I thought a relationship was. And the blessing was these rooms have taught me a whole different way. The third meeting, I met my sponsor. He's been my sponsor since that meeting. I actually asked him the next night he spoke somewhere, and I asked him to be my sponsor, and it's been one of the biggest blessings of my life. He's not here right now. That's one of my resentments I'm talking about. He's down there sleeping, but that's okay. He's put me right where I need to be, and it's right here. When I first came into recovery, I was 4 months clean, and the group of men I had become pretty intimate with had said, we're going to Florida, you coming? I said, sure. So we rent a car, and there's three of us in a car going to Florida. Well, I still didn't have credit cards or anything of the such, but I put together $1,000, put it in my wallet, and we're going around to stores in Pittsburgh getting ready to leave town. I lose my wallet. Well, that's dope fiend shit. I mean, it truly is. So we went back to all three stores. Couldn't find my wallet. One of the gentlemen I'm with who don't know me is on the phone calling somebody to get money to take me to Florida. Man, that hit me. It hit me hard. Right after that happened, I go back into the first store we were at, and go up to this lake. I don't know even why I did it, to be honest with you, because I really, in the beginning, a higher power, I didn't believe. I didn't. He was my consequence. Any consequence I got, I put it on him. So I was struggling with the higher power in the first parts of my recovery. But I went back in this first store that we already been to, and they said they didn't have my wallet. For whatever reason, I walked back in that door, and lo and behold, my wallet showed up, missing about 150 bucks. I had a zipper in the backside that had most of the money in it. But just that moment of seeing somebody in this program willing, for no reason, put out for me. And I've never had that, man. With not asking for a thing in return. He didn't even care if he got paid back. Blew me away, man. It was probably the moment that I was all in on this program. Because I wanted what he had. Because I couldn't understand that, man. Everything in my life was based on what can you do for me if I give you something. So that was the beginning of building relationships. We did a 37-hour road trip. It was supposed to be 16 hours. We took a gentleman with us who had emphysema. We had to rush him and stat him to a hospital. We went through all kind of trials and tribulations on this road trip. And I got one of the tightest bonds I have in NA with these two gentlemen. I found that an intimate relationship is about being honest, man. Just being brutally honest about who I am and what I am. And not being afraid to talk about it. Because I wore the mask for so long. I don't want to tell nobody nothing. Because I feel if I show you my weaknesses, you're going to take advantage of them in some way, shape, or form. I've learned through these rooms, through the men that I associate with on a regular basis, that if I'm not brutally honest with them, they can't help me, man. It's that simple. If you don't tell them, how are they supposed to show you the way? And the journey's been incredible. The reason I'm here this weekend is to build relationships in NA. I do this on a regular. I travel all over the place because I was taught in the beginning to broaden my base, higher my point of freedom, and there's no more than the truth to that. Man, I know people all over the place, and that's great. Everywhere I go, I know somebody. That gives me hope to get another day clean, man, because I don't know about any of you, but I struggle day to day staying clean. You can say you don't, but I don't know. The addict in me every morning wakes up saying, boy, wouldn't it be nice to get hot? Then I get on my knees, and I do the right thing, because it's all about choice today, and I've been taught that through relationships in these rooms. It's okay to be honest with your disease and talk about the fact that you still think the way you used to think. I thought that way for all my life. I'm not going to change my thinking. I got to change how I react to my thinking. And how I do that today is I bounce it off people. Everything that goes through my head, my first thought, wrong thought, and I know that. And the only way that I can get any results is through the relationships I've built in this program. And it's amazing because I tell you, I was married 24 years. For the first 22, man, it was a hostage situation. I held her. That was my normal life. And then she got getting hip to my whole scam. So what I do, I fed her the chemical, got her. And I took the blame for that for a long time and held the guilt and shame of her, how she became an addict. And this program has taught me, she chose. I didn't give. She chose. She didn't have to take the first one. She never had to touch it. And that lifted something off me, man. And I'd have never believed that could happen until people in these rooms shared their experience and strength about these situations with me to show me, man, that it's not all my fault. I blame me for everything. I feel inadequate. I feel less than. And I always put it on myself. I don't do that today, man. I really don't. Best relationship you got is being the greeter at the door. Man, show some love. That's all anybody wants when they come walking in that door is struggling, man. I just want someone to care. And I like to be that someone because as long as I'm caring for them, I'm getting out of my head. So that's one of the strongest relationships starters I got is just helping the newcomer, man. And I do it not for them. I do it for me. If it sounds probably greedy on my end, but I really do it for myself. Because it keeps me clean for another day. I've built some good relationships around here because I'm accountable. When I tell someone I'm going to do something, I hold to it. When they need me, I answer the phone. and I help them to the best of my ability. I'm far from perfect, neither none of us are. But I'll give them my best experience, strength, and hope on what they're going through. And show them other, you know, give them other numbers or whatever it takes to help them get through to the other side. Because fear, man, it's just one of those things for me. It's probably like one of the main things of my disease. When it catches me in fear and I don't walk through that fear, I am in trouble. And I found that through coming around. And I've been, my sponsor had me speak at 6 months clean, again at 9 months in front of a huge, and man, I was up here shaking. It was like I got pulled over by the cops and I was getting arrested. I swear to God, I was crazy, man. But when he told me go in that bathroom, let God, and this is still where I was still shaky with the God thing. Man, I spoke for an hour and I don't remember a word I said, and I had people coming up to me saying, man, that was powerful. I'm like, I got nothing for you. You guys got 20-some years clean. I'm freaking clean 9 months. What do I got for you? And the one guy told me, he's like, it's honesty, man. He's like, you're just telling it from the heart, and that's what it's all about. You know, honesty's the antidote, man. It's strictly simple, simple, simple. And I've learned to be honest with me, and the most important relationship with myself, being honest. Because I like to manipulate myself and tell myself things that aren't true. And I do that with my wife's recovery. I'm the perfect recovering addict and you're an idiot. That's my disease all over me. I manifest this stuff, but you know what? I got guys that call me right out on that shit. They're like, come on, man, listen to you. And when they do, when I rewind the tape, I am. I always want to put it on someone else. And meanwhile, it's my own stuff that I'm having trouble with. It's my own moving on with step work that I'm stuck on character defects, and I don't want to go through the pain. I don't want to go through it. And until I get to the other side of that, I can't continue to get better. And I know this, but yet I'll stay stuck in it because one of my biggest defects is just sitting in the muck and just hanging out and waiting for something to happen. It ain't going to happen without the footwork. And it's an honor and privilege to even be asked to do this. It really is. Because 3 years ago, I was spiritually bankrupt, ready to kill my... Well, not ready. I attempted my life. And I'm at a spiritual retreat speaking. And God's crazy, man. It's just... to know where I've been and where I'm at now, it's a true blessing and a gift, what I was given. And I do everything in my power to hold on to this day by day. And I do it only through the relationships with Narcotics Anonymous. Because we did it. I didn't. I don't use the word I as much as possible because I understand now when I get an I in trouble. That's as simple as that. I will take my disease over and just let it just manifest all kind of stuff. And before you know it, I'll be putting something in my arm. And I don't want to live like that, man. I don't want to live like that ever again. Spiritual bankruptcy was probably the worst. I'd have rather been dead. It was unbelievable. The material things, I got them back. But they don't mean as much to me today as they once meant to me. I have relationships with my daughter and son now. And I always thought I had good relationships with them in their lives. And my daughter sat me down. She's 21 years old. And she told me in the last year, I've done more for her than I did her whole life. She said, Dad, you only threw money at me. That's how you handled things. You were never there. Man, that hit. That's a hit. Because I didn't think I was that dad. As an addict, I got this. Just throw money at her. She'll get out of my way. But today I listened to her, man. This program taught me how to listen. It truly did. Because I didn't know how to listen. I had no idea how to listen. The only thing I listened to is what I could do to manipulate you to how I want you to be. That was my thought process. And I've learned not to think like that today through this program. I'm not perfect at it. I'm not supposed to be. I make mistakes daily, minutely. That's okay. I pray a lot because I need to. Again, my higher power, that relationship has been growing and growing, and I want it to continue to grow, and that means I need to continue to put the footwork in around here that's necessary for it to grow. And I've only learned that through people around here, my predecessors sitting me down. I stick with the winners, man. They say that cliche stuff. That's the reality of this program. I'm around people that are wanting recovery, not wanting to be clean. That's a blessing in its own right, but they want recovery. because that's what I want. I need to change everything about me if I want to live successfully without using drugs. And I feel I'm on that path, but I feel I fall off it quick. So that's why I can open up to a lot of people on any given moment. My sponsor and I talk every day. We live three doors from each other. He's not only my sponsor, he's one of my best friends now. We built that relationship through intimacy that I never had with a man in my life. My father wasn't in my life, so I never opened up to a man because that was never taught to me as a young kid. I had an abusive mother who was distant, always sabotaged things in my life. So I learned that relationship. I had to draw the line where she's still in my life and I accept her for who she is, but I keep her at a distance. I was taught that through these rooms. My relationships with my family, other than my mother, have come back a lot. Ridiculously a lot. I was at a family reunion, and I had aunts and uncles just coming up to me, like, so proud of what I'm doing. And I'm not saying that to boast. I didn't realize they knew. Because as an addict, I didn't think they knew. But they knew. And that's how I found out. And come to find, everyone knew. I was the last one to know. And that's the reality of this disease. We are the last to know. Yeah, man. Love all you guys for showing up. There ain't many of you, but it's a beautiful thing. Narcotics Anonymous, man. It saves my life on a daily basis. I wouldn't trade this for anything. It's the greatest show on earth. I'm Bill. I'm an addict.